Welcome to Cascade Connects, a podcast focusing on the people and events in the Cascade Collegiate Conference. Here is your host, CCC Commissioner Robert Cashel.
Welcome to this edition of Cascade Connects. I'm your host, Conference Commissioner Robert Cashel, and excited to be joined by Eastern Oregon University head women's soccer coach Josh Goodman and senior or graduate student Darby McDevitt. Thank you guys for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to jump right into it. Josh, opening weekend for conference competition. You guys will be hosting Evergreen and Northwest this weekend. Talk a little bit about that matchup.
Yeah, it's a tricky weekend. I know Evergreen have been getting some good results through the preseason. So we're excited for a good matchup there. And then Northwest is always, you know, a really, really competitive game over the last couple of years between the two teams. And, you know, obviously they ended our season last year at the conference tournament. So, you know, we're looking forward to having them on campus and hopefully, you know, for on our end, you know, evening things out a little bit this weekend. But we know two good programs, two really good coaches. I know April at Northwest, me and her get along really well. We recruited a lot of the same places this summer. We've been talking a lot. I know, you know, they're going to have a good team, and I'm excited to see Evergreen under a new coach too. I think it's good for the conference, and I think, you know, it's going to be a really good weekend.
Yeah, and Darby, I'm sure you guys are glad to be home. You guys have had a really demanding preseason, had two ties against Division II schools, lost a tough game at UC Merced, and then beat, I think, Whitman. Talk a little bit about your preseason and how you guys are doing in preparation for this weekend health-wise.
Yeah, I always have a super fun time during preseason. It's really nice when everyone comes and we can kind of get to know each other. And we had a lot of new girls come, so we were just trying to do a lot of like team building and get to know each other off the field to kind of transfer to that team chemistry on the field, excuse me. But it was definitely a tough preseason. Josh got us a pretty good schedule, but it was super fun. I always like going and playing like a bunch of random teams that we don't know anything about. I think it's super fun. And yeah, we got a, you know, it's never fun to tie teams, but like when we played NNU, they scored kind of like in the middle of the second half, and we didn't score till like the last minute of the game. So it kind of just showed like that our team definitely has some grit. And I think it was good for like those younger girls to get some minutes in the game and just get some experience under their belt at the collegiate level. So yeah, it was a super competitive preseason. I think we wish that some of the results would have gone a little differently, but I think we're rolling into conference with a good idea of what we need to do. And yeah.
Yeah. And Darby, looking at your bio and stuff, it looks like you're a graduate student, number one, but I think you probably were part of the COVID situation. So did you get an extra year as a result of that?
I did. Yeah. My freshman year, I rolled in here right around when COVID was at its peak. And yeah, I'm a COVID graduate.
COVID graduate. So also nutrition is your degree. Is that what your master's is in as well, or are you studying something different for your grad program?
I'm actually doing the senior exception program right now. So I'm just doing an internship while I'm here. But I studied community health and exercise science, and I'm hoping to get a master's in public health in like the next year or two.
I know we're staying a little bit away from soccer, but I also wanted to congratulate you. You are our reigning Champions of Character winner for the conference. Congratulations on that. Yeah, great honor. And just, you know, Josh, talk a little bit about Darby's leadership, her community involvement, and really why Eastern put her up for that award.
Yeah, I mean, I've been blessed to be around a lot of great people at Eastern Oregon. We've had some great captains through the years. And Darby, one, I think what she's fought to get here. I mean, we're talking, what, three or four knee surgeries, a lot of adversity. a kid who came in, and I always tell her this story when on her visit, she came in with double knee braces, and I was like, what, who is this, and then turned out to be such a great player. But honestly, one of the hardest workers I've ever been around in my entire life as a player or a coach, constantly setting herself apart with her work rate. And that translated to a ton of development while she's been here on the soccer side. But then off the field, just what she does for the team, she's there for everyone all the time. She's accountable. She holds others accountable, but she does it in a way that, isn't discouraging, which I think is really, really important. And then what she's taken on around town, working a coffee job, getting to know people there, but also she ran our stress less event here at EOU last year, which was a massive thing that goes on campus and that takes a lot of work. And she did all of that while, keeping a high GPA, still performing on the soccer field, and kind of stressing about whether she was going to come back for this fifth year or not and trying to figure all of that out. But, I can't say enough good things about the leadership and what it does for our younger girls too. Like she mentioned earlier, we've got 11 freshmen that get to look up to her and learn from her. And I think it's going to put our program moving forward in a really good spot. So it's not just what she's done while she's here, but the lasting impact that she's going to have on this program is something, I think she should be really proud of. And maybe she won't even realize it until, she's been gone for a little bit. But I hope that, she feels that appreciation while she's here as well.
Well, again, Darby, congratulations on that award. It's a prestigious award in the conference, and one, as your coach said, you should be very proud of.
Thank you.
Josh, you guys were picked second in the league. Talk a little bit about the strength of our conference. I mean, you got to be ready to play every weekend.
Yeah, it's almost annoying in some sense how strong our conference is for the lack of respect that we get, in the country, because we beat up on each other every year and you lose a game in conference to a really good team and it really affects your ranking or receiving votes and all of that when you're losing or tying these teams that are really good. So as fun as it is, I would love for us to hopefully start to get more national recognition so that when we do beat up on each other, it's not looked down on so much by the rest of the country. But like you said, you got to show up every weekend. There's not a game that you get to say, oh, we can look past this one. Results were all over the field or all over the place last year. And it kind of spoke to the, like I said, the strength of the conference. I think we had like a four-way tie for third place last year, because the teams were really evenly matched. So, we know that preseason ranking of second, like, while it's nice to get that recognition, it also means nothing if we don't show up every week and do what we, want to do. But like I said, the conference is very strong and it's fun because every weekend you're getting two really, really good tests. And if you are, one of those teams that can get through to the national tournament, you're definitely ready for it because you're battle tested in this conference, which is part of the reason why we do the preseason the way that we do it, is to get those tough games. Not really caring about our record in the preseason. Obviously, we want to win the games that we play, but it's more about finding out who we are before, this weekend.
You mentioned 11 newcomers this year. Darby, can you speak a little bit to some of the things that you've done as a leader and some of the things you guys have done, maybe Josh as a coaching staff, to try to build that chemistry on the field? And then Darby, you talked about off the field. What were some of those team building activities?
I'd say on the field, we just always stress like holding each other accountable, like always like working hard and pushing yourself. I mean, those are like the bare minimum that you should be showing up to practice every day and doing those things. But we've definitely implemented a couple new things off the field. In the springtime, we started doing what we like to call accountability buddies. And so like each month you're partnered up with someone on the team and you like have to meet up with them once or twice throughout the month and like go on like a coffee date or something. And then like throughout the month, you're like checking on them, making sure that they're like doing their workouts and like check in to see how they're doing with soccer. And that's something that we've carried on into the fall. And then I always like, before I like come into the preseason, I always like to like do a bunch of research on like really like strong like team cultures and teams, and like I love the all black like rugby team. They like have like the best culture ever. And like they talk a lot about like telling their like story with each other and just getting to know each other one it, getting to know each other better off the field because it totally transfers onto the field. So me and some of the seniors just came up with this thing where every week we have like 2 to 3 girls that go up and tell their like why they're here, why they're playing soccer here. They just go up in front of everyone, like kind of tell their story. And that's been like super awesome to hear everyone and like everything that they've been through and how they've gotten here, and just to like have a better understanding of why everyone's here and what they're playing for has been super amazing to hear.
Darby, what drew you to Eastern Oregon University? Obviously soccer was a big part of your life and you wanted to play collegiately, but why did you choose Eastern?
I was coming battling back from some knee surgeries when I was like going on some recruiting trips, which was pretty intimidating. But I had reached out to Jake and Bobby, who were the coaches before Josh. And they like came and watched me at an ID camp and invited me to come to a practice with the team. And I just loved like the team here. Like everyone is so like goofy and just like got along so well, and I just like loved the culture and it just totally drew me in.
Josh entering your second season as a head coach, but you've been with the program and you played at Eastern. What's that like putting on the uniform and then stepping off the sideline there and playing and coaching?
Yeah, it's definitely something that I take a lot of pride in. I always thought that it means more as a former, athlete here at EOU to have my first head coaching job here. And when the opportunity became available, I was going through the process. I had done multiple interviews at other places, and when it was offered to stay here, just kind of all fell into place. And it was a struggle those last 4 years of being an assistant to get to where I am today. It was a lot of hard work behind the scenes. Super grateful to Jake and Jesse on the men's side, because I was the assistant on both sides, for taking a chance on me. And going from player to coach, it's more stressful. I have a lot of faith in my girls. Every time we step on the field, I think, I know that we're ready. But it was different as a player. You get to go on and you get to be a part of the game. As a coach, you're trying to influence it from the sideline. And I think I've learned a lot. I think I learned a lot last year. I think I'm in a better spot this year to help the team be more successful throughout the season. But it's definitely been an adjustment, but I couldn't imagine my life without soccer. I've played since I was three. So coaching and getting the opportunity to coach here is just honestly a dream come true. And I'm thankful for it every day.
Darby, what's it like when you look over the sideline, whether it's practice or a game? Josh isn't that far removed from his playing days. He's not that much older than all of you. But what's it like knowing that, hey, this guy knows exactly what I'm going through on the pitch?
It's been pretty like Josh and I have been here for a long time, been through a lot together. So I was pretty excited when he got the head coaching job because even as an assistant, he had a lot of responsibility. So when he became the head coach, it was a really smooth transition. And me and a couple other girls were pretty involved in the hiring process, and we definitely wanted him as the head coach. And he's like super smart when it comes to tactics, and just I always feel like when we're stepping onto the pitch that we're like ready to go. And I feel like he always sets us up the best way that he can. Just see him look over there pacing on the sideline all the time, a little ball of stress.
I'll be better this year.
He's just like super smart when it comes to the game, and I always feel ready when we're stepping on the field.
Well, Josh, I admittedly, soccer is probably the game I know the least about. So this next question is really just from a fan standpoint and a vantage point. But what I have watched you play, it seems like you have your team really trying to be on the offensive and attack. and we want to be pushing the competition, if you will, and not be on our heels. Is that an accurate description?
Yeah, I would say so. I think since I joined the staff, we've had very, very good defenses. You know, Darby anchors this back line for a long time now. And I think part of the philosophy when I took over was that we need to figure out how to score more goals. I think it's been, you know, a problem for us. So when I took over, that was a big part of, you know, my selling point to the girls was we need to be more attacking minded. We need to, you know, get on the front foot and take the game to other teams. So, you know, it's nice to hear that you don't know much about soccer, but you can see that. I'd like to think that maybe it's working a little bit. Not as well as we have wanted it to yet, but, you know, I think it's going to click here soon, and I'm excited for that.
Well, and speaking about defensively, Darby, you and you guys have had a staunch defense also the last several years. You've had some really good goalkeepers, and certainly probably defense has been a pride point for you.
Yeah, I've always been a very defensive player, even in like other sports that I've played. I've never been super offensively minded, but like Josh has helped me a lot since I've gotten here, just like getting really good at communicating. And I think that's what stepped up my game the most, is just like being able to kind of like sit back there and just like move everyone into the right places. And yeah, it's definitely have a lot to thank Josh for getting me here.
Now, I know you probably pay a little bit of attention to what everybody else has done preseason. Is there anybody in the league that surprised you so far this year that maybe wasn't picked as high and they're doing well, or you know, any surprises going into this weekend that you're kind of thinking, wow, that's a different team than they've had in the past?
Honestly, I don't think there's any surprises. I think we talked about it earlier, the strength of the conference. I think some of the results that we've seen are kind of what we expect and hope from the conference. And, you know, while we do kind of pay attention to what's going on elsewhere, the mentality here is, you know, if we play our game and we do what we want to do, you know, we're not worried. And it's not meant in a disrespectful tone to anyone else in our conference. We know how good everyone is. I guess it's just more for us. Let's focus on EOU and what we can do. I think when you start looking at other teams too much, you get away from your principles of play. So the focus this year especially has been keep the focus here, you know, keep the main thing, and that's for us to try to win and, you know, take it one game at a time. So
Darby, obviously playing at home is probably your favorite place to play on Community Stadium, but is there anywhere else in the league that you kind of get a little extra hyped for and going and playing?
Oh, that's a tough question. I definitely have a few places that I don't like to go play. I don't know. Just nothing compares to playing at home. Got great fans, and I just love the atmosphere here.
The best scenery, I think. Yeah. Maybe biased, but I think we've got the prettiest backdrop in the CCC.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a couple nice ways. Like Northwest is nice to play. They have pretty good grass if you play there early in the season, but if you play there later in the season, it's a little rough. Yeah, it's always fun when other schools get lots of fans there too.
At all. Well, and speaking of Community Stadium, you know, playing on turf, previous to Community Stadium being redone, you played at your soccer field, which was a natural surface. So I'm sure playing on Community Stadium is great to have that turf surface.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's super nice.
They don't know about the struggle of the grass. Like
I wasn't here before. I wasn't here when we had to play on the grass, so I came rolling in right around the right time.
My senior year, we got the turf, which was nice.
Okay. Yeah. And you're right. The view from Community Stadium out on the mountains is great there. That's awesome. Well, really want to thank you guys for coming on. And Darby, not only Josh is happy you came back for year five, I'm sure Karen and Gus down at the local are super happy. Best coffee in the valley, as far as I'm concerned, right there at the local. That's my stop. And so really appreciate you guys joining us today, and best of luck this weekend and the rest of the season.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us, Rob.
On behalf of director Courtney Blummer and host Robert Cashel, thanks for tuning in to Cascade Connects, the official podcast to the Cascade Collegiate Conference, 15 championships and over 3,000 student athletes. This is the CCC.